Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Parker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Murphy. Pitching for the California Angels, Tom Murphy. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Repos. May reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivers for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick strikes out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0 for 2 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alomar. Heise moves to second. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper is walked intentionally. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Heise scores. Harper moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for John Briggs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ripoz. Porter reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 3 in the game. Matchick strikes out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heise is walked intentionally. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 3 in the game. Parsons hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Meoli pinch runs for John Stevenson. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Meoli moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to third for the out. Fregosi moves to second. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Rivers reaches third base with a triple. Fregosi scores. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 2, Angels, 2. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen is walked intentionally. Spencer moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Torborg now catching. Lloyd Allen now pitching. Bill Voss pinch hits for Tommy Harper. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing left field. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Lloyd Allen. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rivers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rivers trying to get to home. Cardinal throws the ball into Porter, who tags Rivers, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 4 in the game. Matchick strikes out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Bill Parsons. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 4 in the game. Parker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.